This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
Right, I'm here at the Isle of Wight Steam Railway with Stuart, who's a guy, a very important man, the guy in charge this weekend. And as I have already said in my Facebook Live, it's a very strange weekend because for the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, there's no steam, is there, Stuart?
No, that's right. It's diesel only this weekend. We've got a BR Class 33 locomotive, 33202. And in addition, we've got our own Class 03 locomotive, D2059, that's in service. Both of those locomotives are pulling passengers. Trains today, and then we're running brake van shuttles on a quarter mile line from our locomotive or carriage and wagon workshops around to the end of the siding, and that's being hauled by D2554 Nuclear Fred, our Class 05 shunting locomotive.
Yeah, I must say, I've only just arrived here, and I think I've seen the first train depart for the day. I must say, it's a very surreal sight to, I was saying on Facebook Live, that it's a sort of proper sort of pucker diesel locomotive. That's the same sort of length as a carriage. It's a quite a rare sight, obviously, on the island. Have you done this before?
We've had diesel galas before, but we've never had a diesel, visiting diesel as large as this one, and in fact, it came across on the Whitelink ferry earlier this week on Thursday late afternoon, and Whitelink has confirmed it's the largest shipment they've ever shipped on one of their ferries, at about 120 tonnes.
Yeah, so it's, as I say, quite a surreal sight, and I say that's going today and tomorrow, is it?
Yes, we ran yesterday and we're running all day today and all day tomorrow, and in fact we will be running the diesel on Monday and Tuesday. We've got some cab rides which people can pre-book, although I have to say I think most of those slots are actually now fully booked, but they're operating on Monday and Tuesday. So if people want to see the locomotive from the line, from the bridges, or vantage points from the side of the line, they still have an opportunity on Monday and Tuesday.
How do the staff feel about it? Is there a lot of dyed in the wall steam people here, or does it divide opinion? No, it does on a lot of preserve railways.
No, I think we're a broad church, and we can cope with diesels for a few days each year. I think that's not too much of a problem for us.
Right, well, I'd like to thank you on behalf of everyone who's interested in transport. Indeed, you don't have to be interested in transport. It's still a good day out here, so get down here this weekend to the steam railway to see a very strange sight. To say a fully fledged diesel locomotive running between the very picturesque line between Wootton and Smallbrook. Thank you for your time, Stuart.
Thank you very much indeed. www.vectisradio.com.